A few days ago, I was listening to Catholic radio, and there was a program where this woman was telling the story of how she converted from unbelief to eventually the Catholic Church. And she said that before she became Christian, she thought that faith was something that involved basically setting aside your mind and your powers of thinking and just kind of going with something, putting your trust in something that didn't make any sense or that was really kind of unreasonable, but hoping that the end result would be something very favorable. Thanks be to God, she realized that that kind of understanding of faith is completely wrong. Our faith is very reasonable. Faith and reason are not opposed to each other. They go hand in hand. And so there is nothing, there is not one thing about our faith that is irrational. That doesn't mean that we understand everything completely. But there is nothing in our faith that contradicts reason. However, faith goes beyond reason. And St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, second letter to the Corinthians that we heard a little bit of today, he says, we walk by faith and not by sight. So he's saying, the principle that we allow to guide our life, kind of the guiding force in our life, is not just what we can figure out on our own, using our own mind. It's something beyond that. I don't know if this is true for you. It's certainly true for me that there's a strong temptation to live my life according to what I can figure out. I plan based on what I think will happen. I look at situations and I just sort of think through it. Well, this is going to be the end result of this, or that's probably going to turn out that way. And I just go by what I can sort of reason through. St. Paul says, that's not the way that the Christian lives. Living by faith is living by something that is beyond our powers to reason. It's funny that we tend so much to rely on our own understanding and still expect things to happen according to our logic when there are so many examples of situations that turn out completely opposite of what we expect. We look at the scriptures, for example. Moses. Moses was supposed to be slaughtered as a baby. Pharaoh had said that all Hebrew male children should be killed. Moses survives, and not only that, he actually ends up being in Pharaoh's household. And then after, you know, sometime after he leaves his household, he who is a simple and actually a stuttering person, the scriptures tell us he had a stutter, he encounters God, and God tells him to go and talk to Pharaoh and convince him to let the people of Israel go. And he does. And through this humble, simple man that no one expected, you know, so much from, God delivers his people into freedom. Look at the figure of King David. After all of his misdeeds and sins, the Lord raises him up and makes him a righteous king of Israel and promises that it's through David's line that the Savior, the Messiah, will come into the world. And that's what happens. Look at Jesus, born in a manger in the quiet of night. He has such humble beginnings, son of a carpenter and the Virgin Mary. And even looking at what he endured, you know, at the end of his life, the persecution and the suffering that he went through, and the shameful death on the cross. Who would have ever looked at that and said, there's our Savior. This is the one. Something good is going to come out of this. And yet, it did. St. Paul. The example of St. Paul should encourage us as well. Here's one who had dedicated his life to the persecution of Christians. And he has this tremendous experience of conversion, and he becomes one of the great apostles and writes half the New Testament. There's lots of examples, even beyond Scripture, that show us that when faith is involved, things do not turn out always exactly the way our logic tells us we should expect them to turn out. Jesus gives us the example of the mustard seed in today's gospel. The mustard seed is not much more than a grain of dust. I'm told that the mustard seed that is referred to here is different than the kind of mustard that you get in the store, where they're actually little, you know, radish size or radish seed size seeds. These were much smaller, almost like dust. So you'd look at that and you think, how could anything big become of that? It's so inconsequential. It's nothing practically. And yet he says, when the mustard seed is placed in the ground and it begins to grow, it becomes the largest of plants, and it's so big that the birds of the air can come and dwell in its branches. He's saying God has a different logic than we have. And that's the logic that we ought to live by. Maybe the challenge that is in today's gospel is that we would not be satisfied with walking by sight. That we wouldn't always just live our lives according to what we can expect by our own reasoning and by our own logic. Because everyone here has some kind of mustard seed in their life, maybe more than one. Something, some aspect or some situation in your life that you look at and you think, how could anything good come out of that? How could that be resolved? How is this ever going to change? We look at these things and our reason, our mind tells us, forget about it. Maybe it's a serious illness. Maybe it's a broken relationship in a family, drug or alcohol addiction, unfulfilled hopes or dreams, lost opportunities, painful memories, grief or loss, difficult financial situation, bad weather for the crops, uncertainty about the future, family members losing faith. Everyone here has something that is like that mustard seed that we look at and think that there's no way, aside from a tremendous miracle, that something good could come from it. But Jesus is inviting us to look at it in a different way. Truly to walk by faith. To walk according to God's logic and not merely our own. So that's my challenge to you today. Look at the mustard seeds in your life. But don't look at them as you might normally look at them, already projecting what you think might become of them. Look at them truly with the eyes of faith, and you'll see that God will bring something out of these situations, something that is good and something that bears good fruit.